Hi, this is Laurie Lico Albanese. I'm the author of Blue Suburbia, Almost a Memoir. And I'm going to be reading a few poems from the book, which is my memoir written in chronological verse. The first poem is Blue Suburbia, Aerial View. Follow the highway from Kennedy Airport out to Grumman's old factory. See the used car lots, strip malls, body shops, rusted swing sets, red rooftops, yellow school buses. Come closer. Peer in through our kitchen window on Christmas Eve. Watch Dad putting together a tricycle. Mom frying sausage for turkey stuffing. Listen to my sister snoring, baby whimpering, Dad cursing, neighbors shouting with whiskey in their blood. See me putting out a plate of snacks for Santa. Waking up to find stacks of presents under the tree. Hear me asking how the fat man and his reindeer fit through our window. See my mother, puffy-eyed, dragging on her cigarette, saying, "Never you mind. You are too damn smart for your own good." The next poem is from the following section, the first section of the book, Tales from Childhood. The title is 219 Maple Street. We lived next door to a crazy family. In the end, they left the house to the dogs, locked the lady up, and sold the land at auction. A wrecking crew removed the bathtub full of dog shit, carried a rotting duck carcass out of 219 Maple Street, tore sinks from the walls to erase the urine stink. The place was a curse, and I'll tell you why. It wasn't Crazy Bobby sweeping the carport roof by moonlight, or the rusty garbage cans his mother ran over when she backed down her driveway 50 miles an hour in reverse. It wasn't the stinger in Bobby's mouth from a wasp on his Ritz cracker. It wasn't the puppy tied outside licking my fingers through chain link. Go back, even before somebody hit Bobby's dad over the head with a radio in the heat of an argument about loud music. Do you think I could make this up? The man dropped stone dead inside of his own front stoop. But go back, before he died. See Caroline's family renting Bobby's house the year I turned 7. Watch skinny Caroline slinking through the yard in hot pants through heat waves and thunder. See her father naked under a towel, putting one foot up on the picnic bench behind 219 Maple Street, asking me to follow him into the house alone.